And when we begin our training, the second semester, it just, we felt we were destined to be someplace. And the lineup became fixed about mid-season, and our first race was in California, and we rode to a tie, a 2 mile course, if I recall. It had to be declared a tie because nobody expected Wisconsin to be up there, and nobody sat exactly on the finish line. They were on the bridge above the finish line, and when all the analysis was put in together, everybody said the two crews were so close, had we been on the finish line, we might not have been able to discern who the victor was. Mm-hmm. And from there, we went on to continue. Of course, we struggled in the Eastern Sprints, which was in Princeton, New Jersey, I believe, that year. But we were never too astounding in that race because there are a lot of rowing powers, Harvard and Yale and Navy and some really good teams. But then coming out of that, we began to develop more speed. And we went to Navy and just really clobbered Navy the week or two before the national championships. And the national championships then were rode into a tremendous headwind. I think our time was 18 minutes or something for 3 miles. We were dead last off the start. There were white caps. And we're rowing wooden boats in those days, you know. And I recall that as the water got flatter and flatter, our coxswain said, "We're beginning to move on the other teams now." And of course, that was exciting, and we started to work even harder. And then, as we were the last half mile to go, couldn't really hear with the wind and everything. Our coxswain was urging us onward and telling us that we'd pass so-and-so and we'd pass this team. And then he kept talking about Syracuse, and I thought they were still ahead of us. And I remember just, oh, I was wrong. We couldn't let them beat us. And in fact, they ended up being a length or something, a couple lengths behind us. But in those days, the coxswain communicated with nothing more than a little megaphone that it was strapped to his head. So his communication ability with us wasn't that good, especially going into the headwind. So we actually won the race going away from the field. And it was a very thrilling thing. I remember the emotions in the boat upon winning. We were also extremely fatigued. And I remember for myself, it was like I was crying. I was sobbing. I was so physically tired, so totally exhausted, but also so happy mm-hmm. that it just came out as kind of literally crying in sympathy for the hurt in myself with the excitement of having won and not really understanding that we could have won until we got to pulled into the award docks and things. And that was a real bonding for all of us that were in that boat. And we were all of different nature, from the Herbie Degner, the stroke, to Otto Huffman, who didn't communicate very succinctly or well with the rest of his teammates. He was kind of a loner. I mean, we weren't a close-knit group mm-hmm. In terms of social aspects or anything until we got in the boat. And then we were close. We wanted to be good, which is that. But that I found is true of a lot of teams.